Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
CBS Senior Business Analyst Jill Schlesinger joins us live from New York. Jill, good morning.
Good morning. Man, I love starting my Mondays with you guys.
Well, we love starting our week with you. We look forward to it.
Do you keep a written list of things to do? Or do you actually have like a computer list? Like, well, how do you maintain your to-dos?
You know, I make myself a list. I do.
Yeah, we're old. Me too.
I keep a list. And sometimes I try and keep it straight in my head so I don't go get dementia or anything like that, because that's one of my fears.
Oh, God.
Really?
Oh, this is really turned dark fast here this Monday morning. I was thinking about all the to-dos that people have in their brains and what has to happen. And I was thinking, you know, middle of the year is a good time to go back to your to-dos.
Uh-huh.
Right? Beginning of the year, you started them. Middle of the year, check in on them.
Right.
And I'm wondering how many people are kind of caught up with their financial to-dos or not. What do you think?
Well, we're about a week away from income tax deadline day. That's another to-do for a percentage of people.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, look, I think that tax day is it's kind of interesting, because maybe this is actually a better day to have taxes, because, you know, it does make you, it kind of like puts in your head like, hey, how am I doing? I used to say after in April, like, well, you've just done your taxes, time to check in on your money. So if you haven't done your taxes, of course, do your taxes, but do check in on your money. And it's been, you know, look, it's a crazy half year. You know, I had to go through this whole lengthy analysis online because I have no life and I do this over the weekend. Huh. And but I was thinking about, once you sort of understand what's going on in the world, it really doesn't matter that much. It's time to go back to you, right? So what's your number one thing that I want everyone to think about? It's the most boring bit of financial advice, but didn't it sound brilliant in the middle of March when everyone was freaking out? Tracking your cash coming in and out. It's like, you go back to the basics. You shoot some layups, you take penalty kicks, whatever your analogy is, you go back to your basics and you track how your money is coming in and out of your household. That is more important now than ever. I'm begging you to please do this. It is really the key to your financial success.
I think you're absolutely right. I think a lot of families have looked at the money that they're spending and said, you know, we don't need that. We don't need this. We don't need that. And I mean, life might be a little more boring, but I think you're a little more focused right now.
What are you guys not spending money on now that you did previously? Besides, you know, like the obvious, like the commuting or, you know, gas.
Yeah, commuting, not going out to eat as much. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, all that stuff.
Yeah, I would say, well, entertainment, just in general, the whole entertainment
yeah, absolutely.
Category is almost gone.
Or just going to buy frivolous things. When you walk through the store, you're like, you know, you maybe say you were in Walmart, you're getting some groceries, and you're like, hey, that's a cool T-shirt. Yeah. You're not getting that T-shirt anymore.
You know, it's so funny. I was looking, because in the middle of the year, I spend money on clothes for work, right? I have like fancy clothes to be on TV. And all of my clothes that I was wearing, like dresses and stuff, I didn't wear for the first half of the year. Let's say the 4 months of the year. So I don't really have to buy anything. And I looked at my clothing budget from last year to this year. Do you know how much I've spent on work clothes this year?
A third.
Forget about it.
Nothing.
A tenth. Like if I look at the month, I spent like, I bought like four tops on Amazon early on.
What just, about
and that's no dry cleaning or anything like
exactly.
that?
Exactly.
I was just going to say the dry cleaning. So let's dial back to the jobs numbers on Thursday, because
they were good.
Yeah. And then we had discussed prior to going on the air that there seems to be, the markets are funny, because They don't like uncertainty, yet they seem to be doing well, even though things are just as uncertain financially today as they were before.
Well, first, the jobs report was way better than expected. So that's really good. And if you look at May and June, 7.5 jobs added. And here's the but. The but is that although the labor market has improved, the report that we just got out was for June. And the actual period of time that is measured is really the first 2 weeks of June. So all of these additional slowing or the slowdown of reopening or reclosing bars like you guys have seen, not incorporated into these numbers. So there's an asterisk. Now, you would think with that asterisk, like, okay, things are improving, but we have surging cases in all parts of the, you know, in the West and the South. Wouldn't that be really bad for the economy? The answer is it will be bad for the economy. However, weirdly, the stock market is projecting not just that things will get better eventually, but that the Federal Reserve and the U.S. government will come together and keep doing more to pump up the economy. There are some who believe that, you know, this next round of stimulus could be, you know, another $1 trillion potentially, could be $2 trillion. And government's already spent $4 trillion. So if there's another $2 trillion swirling around, the thought is, at least among investors, that people will spend some of that money. And even though idiots like us stop spending, right, there are a lot of people who are spending. And that makes up for the idiots like us.
Read all about it, Jill, on Money. Jill, we'll talk to you next week. Thank you.
Take care.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.